Yes, people. Yes. Comic-Con is upon us. Day one of Comic-Con, to be exact. Unfortunately, I cannot be there this year because I didn't want to fucking be there. I can't deal with them fucking crowds anymore. But that's nonetheless not the problem here. I'm the phenomenal one. And for the weekend straight, I'll be doing some Comic-Con day-to-day coverage. Every time it ends, you'll see a podcast go up talking about the hottest things that might have brightened up today's nerdiest, geekiest of Chicago Johns, if you will. But, I got a couple of things. Actually, I got a lot of topics to talk about today. Got a lot of topics. Some of them, I'm not going to lie. None of them made me wish I would have been there, because I got the same privilege I did watching it online, just as I did if I would have been there in person. But one thing that is getting the most talked about right about now, it was the ender, if I'm not mistaken, of day one. That's right, people. I'm opening up with it, too. I am opening up with it. And that is Christopher Nolan and Matthew McConaughey showing up, presenting that Interstellar. It sounds oh so sweet. Now, today, people, before I go ahead and get into Interstellar, what I'm going to do is, like I said, I'm going to talk about probably six topics here. Most of them are going to be clips played from what Comic-Con showed and my reaction to it. And the same goes on for the next day. And maybe I'll have some people on here. You might see some, maybe one of the Darkness Brothers every now and then or something like that. So, but Interstellar, Jive trailer number 2 up, ready. It's ready to go. Why don't I go ahead and play this trailer so we can go ahead and talk about the Interstellar, Nolan's. Some people are saying his masterpiece. I've read about it today. They said this is going to be his masterpiece. So, let's go ahead and play Interstellar as soon as this hurries up.
LA cool. Harry had
flash. Boy, that Matthew McConaughey.
Solar cells power an entire farm.
What'd you do, Murph?
She didn't do nothing.
Murphy's Law. You're a well-educated man, Coop. And a trained pilot and an engineer. The world doesn't need any more engineers. We didn't run out of planes and television sets. We ran out of food.
Dad, why did you name me after something that's bad?
Oh, we didn't.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law doesn't mean that something bad will happen. It means that whatever can happen will happen. We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
Now you need to tell me what your plan is to save the world.
Shit, Matthew, you the plan to save the world.
We're meant to save the world. We're meant to leave it. And this is the mission we were trained for.
I've got kids, Professor.
Get out there and save them.
Motherfucker named his daughter Murphy. Damn.
I'm coming back.
People, I have to say, I absolutely love that fucking score. It is amazing. Now, granted, these trailers that Christopher Nolan keeps putting out, they're not really saying a whole lot, but people are saying the greatest. Matthew McConaughey said this at the San Diego Comic-Con, at the panel today, that this could be Christopher Nolan's best film to date. A lot of people are screaming that that's Dark Knight. I hear a lot of people that goes Memento. I hear a lot of people that go Inception. I'm more in the Batman Begins territory. But that's neither here nor there. But I like the fact this trailer isn't showing a lot. Now, I know with Interstellar, you have somewhat of a plot that there apparently look like Earth is in apocalypse zone, running out of food and stuff. So they're looking for another planet. And it seems that they found a wormhole, if you will, dimension hole that can transport them to other planets quicker than usual. That's all I pretty much know. I don't know anything else about this film. I like to keep it under wraps. I like that Nolan is keeping the mystery. Matthew McConaughey. Actually, you know what? This would have ended better at that panel had Matthew McConaughey just stuck on a Flash mask or something like that and been like, Justice League 2016, baby. All right. People would have lost their shit. Number one, because Matthew McConaughey would have played Flash. That would have been one reason why they lost their shit. But another reason why is just like, oh, shit. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Definitely one of my most anticipated of the year. But we'll see how that goes. Nolan, you've been striking out in the producer level, but it's time for you got back to your real level here in directing. But let's move on to my next topic here. And we're going to Hasbro territory. That's right, people. Transformers, Robots in Disguise. I believe they announced this last year at New York Comic Con. But, you know, they brought their little panel here. Why wouldn't you? It's the mecca of all nerdom. You have to bring it here. And once again, I have another trailer about Transformers, Robots in Disguise. And coming to us 2015. So why don't we go ahead and get into that, and I can give my details, my thoughts on that, and how I feel. Especially after these last four fucking Transformers movies. How do I especially feel about this shit? I already hate it. No, I'm just playing. Okay, actually, I kind of do hate it. I'm not going to lie. This looks weird. I take it this bumblebee can't talk either. Okay, you know what? I can't take no more of that shit. What the fuck was that? Oh, Jesus Christ. So apparently this is supposed to be a sequel to, what was it, Transformers Prime or something like that? That cartoon that was on Hub Channel, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm not that big on Transformers, even growing up. I thought they were cool, but other than that, I'm not a diehard fanboy like these people that keep going back every time to see one of these horrible movies going like, oh, but the cartoon was amazing. I don't give a fuck. Those movies were so fucking bad that anything that comes out after them, I think is going to have a sour taste in anyone's mouth. Because after watching that, I seriously don't know what to say. It had like some... Okay, people, you remember that cartoon on Disney that got canceled somehow? Well, obviously, I forgot what the name of it was, but it was a Tron cartoon, and it just came out like maybe 2 years ago, and it ended so quickly. Your eyes blink and you missed it. It almost had the same animation as that, but looked 10 times worse. I don't know. That's just me. And then they had this crappy ass techno music playing in the background that really wasn't helping it out either. I didn't really get it. It looked like Optimus, instead of flying, he was in the water, I guess. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I'm not going to lie. I can tell you this right now. Personally, I'm not going to watch it. But then again, I don't give a shit about Transformers at this point. So you know what? Why don't we just move into our next topic now? Let's get into some... You guys know it's a little tiny property. It's not big. It's nothing huge or anything like that. But, you ever heard of a little thing called Star Wars? Yeah, that's right. It's not that big. Don't worry about it. It's not that big. No, nobody really cares about Star Wars. Let's just be real. No, I'm fucking with everybody. People, the opening of this Comic-Con, day one, the Darth Vader life-size Hot Wheels car. Now, that little joke I just made, whatever, about people not caring about Star Wars, that I guess that joke can apply for me. I'm not really that big on Star Wars anymore, to say the least. I mean, to be honest, I'm kind of like back and forth on it. I mean, if you make a good property, you make a good property. But if you make something that's boring and bland, then I can give two shits about. But I must say, that Darth Vader ride is looking pretty fucking sweet. They even got a trailer concept for it where it's just driving down. And they're giving that, the dark side is strong in him and shit like that. I'm just like, damn, I wouldn't mind sitting in that. It looks like a cross. It looked like a cross of Darth Vader's helmet mixed in with the Batmobile. Looks badass, I'm not gonna lie. But that's not the only thing that Comic-Con brought with Star Wars, because obviously, you know, Disney's owning that, and they are marketing the fuck out of that Star Wars movie. Well, they're not marketing, I guess just rumors really coming out. But, you know a little cartoon coming up called Star Wars Rebels. Yeah, I might have a little bit of a trailer for that one as well, and, I don't know. That last Star Wars cartoon, I was with it for a long time before I stopped giving a fuck. And that was that Clone Wars. I was into that show for a... Matter of fact, that show kind of got me back into Star Wars for a little bit. But then after a while, it got kind of... At least for me, it got watered down to the point where I just didn't give a fuck no more. Even if it became Star Wars or whatever it was. But let's go ahead and play this trailer, man. This is the San Diego Comic-Con trailer as well. SDCCT. People are like, what the fuck does that mean or whatever. Looks like the same animation from the Clone Wars. A little different though.
Nice and quiet life.
Jedi Master Luminara and Julie, he's been imprisoned somewhere in the Stygian system.
We can't pass this up.
Good luck.
Come on, kid, do something. Use the Force.
Ezra. Your formal Jedi training starts tomorrow. I am the Inquisitor.
We're busted.
Chopper, get us out of here!
Oh, look, Chopper made friends.
Oh, great. They brought that gay-ass robot C-3PO. C-3PO, nobody likes you.
This is the Padawan I encountered on Stygian Prime. Have no fear. Help is on the way.
Advance and fire!
There's a lot more at stake than you realize.
What's the worst that could happen?
All right, I'm not gonna lie. As you people can hear from me being quiet, I was kind of into that shit. Whenever Star Wars just take new, because it looked like we're following not, you know, your typical Obi-Wan, Anakin Skywalker or anything like that. Where we're following a new cast of characters here, new Jedis for that matter. Even a Padawan that learns to be, looks like he's learning to become a Jedi. I kind of want to see this. I don't know where the hell that came from, but I'm definitely looking forward. Now, I'm not going to say looking forward to, but I'll probably peep a couple episodes out, mainly when it comes out. It comes out this October. I'm most likely sure I'm going to check out the first 5 episodes, because it took me that long to get into Clone Wars, but I'm liking the animation in it. The main character in it, I don't know his name, I'm not going to lie. He looks like a badass, though. And there was like a little story in here too between the Padawan and this badass, and pretty much you get in another side of Anakin and Obi-Wan, if you will, two different characters almost with similar traits. I do like these Star Wars properties that cover off on other characters, such as the video games, The Force Unleashed, both 1 and 2. I thought those were fun games. And using the Force powers to your full extent, I really like that. So I can say I'm eager to see this. Let's just say that. But now, you know what? It's time to get in some DC news now. Oh, shit. People are like, well, what is DC up to? What they fuck up? Now, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really do my research that high on here because I was kind of in a rush. But it looks like DC didn't really announce anything this week. I mean, well, today at least. I know probably this weekend they're going to... Warner Brothers and DC is cooking up something. But how about check out Batman's cowl, the new one, on display. So people, if you're at Comic-Con right now, you definitely need to find whatever floor this is on, and you need to snap as many photos as you can, because that new cowl looks pretty badass, I must say. But along with that, they released the Ben Affleck Batman serious look face or whatever. Obviously, we've seen that one, the serious look. But he looks even more serious in this new photo, which I'm staring at right now. And I gotta say, I'm liking the man under the mask right now. Matter of fact, if anything that DC is putting out that I can be positive about, it's the way Batman looks. Batman looks incredible. He's looking amazing. I'm like, yeah, this dude looks... I don't know, he still looks kind of... I know they were trying to go for the older Batman here, but I don't know, he looks... You know, even though I can't see his face, I can see his chin and stuff. He looks pretty damn young. I mean, looks almost damn near in the same realm of Christian Bale's age, to be honest. But who knows what they're going to be doing. DC is being so wishy-washy with this script right now and production on this film that who knows what's going on. But that's not what's important right now. We're just talking about that photo, and that photo looks fucking badass. If anything, DC, I'm not even going to get DC. The artist that drew that up or photoshopped that or whatever, how he created it, good job to you. Kudos. You have my... I was going to say standing ovation, but I'm still going to sit down because I'm still waiting for the fucking movie to come out. But I must say, your Batman is looking very promising, DC. Very promising. Got some semi-video game news, if you will. And we're almost done here, people, so don't worry. I know you're probably talking about that damn people. I'm tired of hearing your fucking voice. I know. But it's not really so much of video game news. It's more of a Ridley Scott video game news. People, you might have heard of a little franchise... nothing big for Microsoft. Little Halo. Anyone's ever heard of that? No, of course not. But have you heard of Halo Nightfall, the new Ridley Scott show that he wants to make? And guess what, people? Comic-Con 2014, San Diego Comic-Con, that's right, has released the first look trailer at their panel today. So why don't we go ahead and play that and see what we're getting ourselves into here. By the way, I have not watched any of these trailers that I've showed so far. This is my first introduction into them. So, you getting fresh off the page. Or fresh off the boat, in my opinion. Fresh off the boat, I will say. Opinion about these trailers. Let's play this right now.
You're saying they got their hands on a compound that selectively kills humans and nothing else?
Where the fuck is Master Chief at? Element. Damn, is that a black guy?
Because you were operating here on our soil. People being 10 kilometers away are being affected.
You all move. Send a team in, destroy the deposits, and nab whoever it is that's mining this stuff.
Damn, really, Scott cannot get away from his fucking Prometheus world, can he?
Found out where it came from. He says it's sourced from a place that no one will go. Is a source from hell.
Well, people, that's coming out in November. I didn't know it was coming out this year, to be honest. I don't know what the fuck to say about that, because I didn't see a fucking Master Chief in there. I mean, it looked like they showed his armor laying on the ground, but you only saw the chest plate with a gun laying by his side or whatever. So, is this going to have the Spartans in here or not? Because if not, I can tell you this right now, Ridley Scott, don't nobody give a fuck then. And this is coming from me, who is a huge, I will say this again, huge Halo fan. I buy them the day they come out. Matter of fact, if not the night before when I get a midnight order or something like that. I've stayed up late on every one of them. You know what? Every Halo game has come out, except for ODST, because that was kind of shitty. I have bought it at midnight and played it all the way through until the morning and passed it. Because usually I want to put it down, but then I get so into it, I just keep going. And it's only like, probably you'll put in about 6-7 hours maybe, and that's about it. But no, Halo 4 was the last one that came out. Really loved that game. Definitely was a, I ain't gonna say game changer, but it was a nice introduction back into the Halo series for me. And bringing back the Master Chief. Why the fuck there's no Master Chief in here, though? Now, granted, this was a first look, so I will give it his benefit of the doubt that maybe it's building up to that. We'll just see, because I really don't be want to follow when these goddamn soldiers all damn day. We have enough goddamn soldier shows as it is. We got enough goddamn cop shows as it is. I want to see Master Chief in full glory and armor. Are we going to get Cortana? I have a lot of questions, to be honest, as you can see. I'm not going to say I'm one of them fanboys that's going to keep it like, oh, you got to keep the source material. I don't mind the source material being changed, but goddamn it, you need to have a Master Chief. Don't call it a Halo game. There's no Master Chief. Or Halo TV series, or whatever the hell they're calling this. Which people, if I'm not mistaken, I know it's going to be on the Xbox One exclusive. But I'm thinking it's going to be on Showtime as well. I'm not sure how that's working out. I know that if you go to RageSelect.com and listen to Jason and Jeff, they've talked about this on a podcast recently, where they said it was going to Showtime first, but I'm not sure what that means or whatever. Hopefully it's rated R. Also, I want to know if they're going to have the Covenant in there. Because I can tell you this right now, Ridley, you're probably going to get canceled like Almost Human did if you have aliens and shit like that. Your budget looks like it's going to be a little too high for us, but we'll have to wait and see, though. But now, now we about to hit some fanboyism right now. We about to wrap the show up here, people. But we about to wrap it up with Marvel. Oh God, Marvel, you do no wrong in my book. I suck your dick in every movie. I suck your dick in every poster. Well, damn near every poster. Your posters kind of look bland or whatever, but every other poster shit. But we got two posters here. The first one I have to get into, cause I'm not gonna lie. And these are more not posters. These are more kind of concept art. But the concept art on them both look cool as fuck. A lot of people was like, you didn't give a shit about that Superman one. I'm just like, because Superman was just standing looking in the sky and shit. I seen him do that for 2.5 hours in the fucking movie. I don't think I need to see that on a poster and get all excited about that. But this Ant-Man one. Damn, this shit look cool. I'm not going to lie. You got... It looked like a city is in the background, and you got like a photo headshot of Michael Douglas and Paul Rudd, which Paul Rudd looks fucking fantastic. And then you got, they showing the suit. The suit looks like it's fitting the Avengers suit too. I don't know if people saw that, but they released photos of the suits. So it looks, are we saying that he's going to be an Avenger already when this movie comes out, or is he going to join up with the Avengers? What's going on here? But they have like this double hologram feature of Ant-Man turning small to his big one, and then they got him on top of the ant riding. This looks badass. I personally hope this is the actual poster, because this would be the best poster I've ever seen personally. And damn, the suit looks fucking fantastic too. I mean, shit, they got me excited about the movie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little hyped up for the movie. I mean, granted, I was already hyped up because it's a Marvel movie, but I'm still on my Guardians of the Galaxy hype right now. After seeing that movie, I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm on a whole nother level right now. I'm still on that movie. But to fair is fair here, that Ant-Man poster or concept art looks amazing. But you know what? We got one more concept art to talk about too, which Marvel has released two of them today, which was Captain America and Black Widow. But what people didn't know, because Marvel's being so goddamn secretive about it, that this was going to be a banner to open up Comic-Con with, that you would see right in the doorsteps of that shit. And we already had the Iron Man and Scarlet Witch one, but we thought they were separate. At least I did. I ain't gonna lie. I thought they were separate photos. And it turns out that this is just one big-ass poster. Now, we got about four pieces left, which I'm assuming is Quicksilver, the Hulk, Thor, and Hawkeye. Which you can see Thor's hammer. And if you look behind Black Widow, you can see a lightning dash that's blue, which I'm thinking is Quicksilver. And you see Hulk's hand. Marvel said they're releasing two photos a day for Comic-Con to complete the poster. And I gotta say this right now. Where the fuck y'all selling this at? Because I need to hang this on my wall right now. Because this looks fucking fantastic. Iron Man is... He's got his repulsor blasts. He's shooting an Ultron... apparently they're being swarmed by Ultron robots. Which we're assuming that Ultron is just going to take over tons of... I wonder if they're going to be Iron Man suits. I'm not sure yet. But we'll see. And he's blasting Iron Man. You got Captain America looking like he's about to bum rush everybody. Like he's a goddamn bouncer at a club. Scarlet Witch doing her crazy shit. Don't look like nobody's touching her. Because they're like, oh, fuck this bitch. Black Widow's on top of some bitch. Shocking the shit out of him. The Hulk, all I see is a green hand. And I see that hammer. That hammer will strike all them robots down. But you know what? This looks awesome. Matter of fact, from the Batman photo to the Ant-Man to this Avengers poster... Once again, which is concept art. I'm liking all of it. I'm getting excited right now. I don't know why. They're just posters or even concept art for that matter. But they look cool as fuck. And god damn, man. I can't wait to see this fucking movie. I gotta say, man. I got to say. But anyway, people. That's been today's show. I'm just gonna call this the Comic-Con Day 1 Recap. So I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. You catch me tomorrow. Not around time. It'll be a little earlier than this, whatever. I'm running a little late today. But, yeah, I'm the Phenomenal One, and you will catch me back tomorrow with another Comic-Con Day 2 recap. Later, bastards.